It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for January 26th of 2026. There's so much to say following the murder of Minnesota nurse Alex Pretty by the Trump regime's ICE Gestapo this past Saturday, and I'll have more to say about it on this week's episode, so much more. But I'm devoting the next few moments here of the Monday Musing to talk about MAGA Michigan Republicans and how they've never had any real principles or belief positions except for two parts. One, working on behalf of the billionaire oligarch class, and two, inflicting pain and, if warranted, death on those they view as the enemies within. The video of Alex Pretty's execution is beyond grotesque, appalling, and horrifying. It reveals, though, what drives MAGA's belief system and exemplifies how it's a movement that relies on the blatant fascistic goals of white Christian nationalism. For example, MAGA Michigan Republican Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt begged for the Trump regime to hold the line on social media and encourage the regime to double down on deportations in Michigan because Michigan is with them. Eric Nesbitt, by the way, is running to become the next governor of Michigan and understands he must double down on supporting a tyrannical right-wing authoritarian government if he's going to have any chance to win a MAGA Republican primary race. Last September, MAGA Republican Michigan Congressman Bill Huizenga stated his utmost respect and support for ICE, saying he is mostly appalled at the so-called deadly violence directed towards ICE. And then there's MAGA Michigan Republican Congresswoman Lisa McClain, who, as I shared with you last week, gobbled up shares of Elon Musk's XAI stock just days before the regime's Defense Department announced a partnership with the company. Back in 2020, shared a picture on her Facebook account showing her firing a pistol at a shooting range. And in that post, Lisa McClain said, and I'm quoting, "I am a fervent defender of the Second Amendment and will always fight against the Socialist Democrats' threat to take away that constitutional right. I believe that the Second Amendment enables law-abiding citizens to own firearms to protect themselves and their families." Now, Lisa hasn't had much to say since a number of ICE Gestapo agents executed Alex Pretty. However, she did manage to send out a social media message celebrating today being Michigan's birthday. But she's been mum since the shooting, which is saying something since McClain has always been a staunch defender of everything MAGA. It is strange, though, that she's quiet, considering the regime's Border Control Commander Greg Bovino and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem have each claimed that Alex Pretty was a threat to the ICE Gestapo agents because he was armed. Now, video of the execution clearly shows one Gestapo agent removed Pretty's firearm, which Pretty never even touched in the encounter, and then that's when the ICE Gestapo fired 10 shots into him. All he was doing was filming ICE's actions that day, and the only thing in his hand before he was killed was his phone. And as the Minnesota Reformer reports, Pretty was a lawful gun owner with a concealed carry permit and no criminal record. Now, getting back to Lisa McClain, where are you, Lisa? Why aren't you defending Pretty's rights to carry a firearm? Wasn't this a good guy with a gun? Or is it because he was who you'd view as a socialist Democrat, and that what you really believe is that the Second Amendment only pertains to those being MAGA? And what about you, Eric Nesbitt? I thought all of you MAGA guys were about smaller government and more guns to protect ourselves from tyranny. But this just proves how these MAGA white nationalists never cared about Second Amendment rights. They just wanted Second Amendment rights for themselves. But the uglier part of why many on the white Christian nationalist MAGA Republican side blatantly lie about the Pretty or Rene Good shootings while also calling them domestic terrorists is that MAGA Republican authoritarians, like the regime Stephen Miller, view white people standing up to ICE as the most traitorous of them all. The Trump regime and its cult followers wanted to go around kidnapping, beating, disappearing, and if need be, killing people of color who didn't look American, aka white. But then these white people decided to join in the fight in protecting the rights of undocumented citizens or citizens going through the steps to achieve citizenship in this country, and they mucked up MAGA's plans for a whiter America. To MAGA, white Americans coming to the defense of those under attack by this government are the worst kinds of people. And so, to scare white America from stepping in and doing their patriotic duties, the regime's Gestapo is killing those who dare stand up to them. But that's the America that Eric Nesbitt, Bill Huizenga, Lisa McClain, and all Michigan MAGA Republicans want to continue. It's what drives them. It is what motivates them the most. It was never about the Second Amendment. It was never about smaller government. It was about power and creating a whiter and extreme white Christian nationalist country with the backing from powerful corporate interests. Their actions and words are making it plain for all of us to see, no matter what they try to tell us what we're seeing. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.